back to Leiba Mestis and Leiba Rav Yaisi. I just want to remind you of the Nakuda in the previous Sogya, because this next Sogya has a similar Nakuda, which is the whole point of it. Yesterday, by Leiba Mestis and Leiba Sochis, I pointed out to you the Gemara asks, Leima Amishnah is not Sunkas. And then the Gemara said, what about the Rabbanon of Sunkas? So first it said a teres on the Rabbanon of Sunkas, and then it said a teres light Sunkas. So we got to the top, we said light Sunkas, Shuazu Tekar Chachavish Leikalach and Hailach Tekar Tlisa Shachavei, right? So we said yesterday that after the Maskana, even though the Gemara said it is Sunkas, once the Gemara has a final teres, we plug that teretz in like the Rabbanon also. As the Gemara said one teretz on the Rabbanon earlier, that's only in the Havamina. In the Maskana, it's the teretz goes on, it goes late everybody. That's what we said yesterday in the Sugya of Leiba Mestis like a Sofis. We're going to learn today Leiba Mestis like Rav Yaisi. We're going to have the same issue. The issue is this. The Gemara is going to say Leiba Mestis like Rav Yaisi. Gemara says, what about the Rabbanon? It's going to say one teretz for the Rabbanon and one teretz for Rav Yaisi. And the question we're going to have is when the Gemara ends up with a teretz like Rav Yaisi, is that going like the Rabbanon too? Is the final teretz for everyone or only according to Rav Yaisi? Now, we're going to learn it inside, we'll see, and you'll see exactly what's told and what that's told you. Yes, not just because, 100%. We don't say every time you have a terrorist, that's not like everybody. So that's why that will be an issue. By Rav Yechon, it's partial. Because Rav Yechon, we say that that's going like everybody. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Here it's going to be an issue. Let's see it inside. Let's go to the Gemara. Leiba Mestis would like Rav Yaisi. The Rav Yaisi Amar came a Hifsin Aramai. Ela Kayimun of Jiyav Eliyo. So Kasha number one, which is not Rav Yaisi. In fact, the Gemara second Kasha. Ela Mai Rabbanon. That's not the Rabbanon either. Kibi Dar Rabbanon. Asha Yeimun of Jiyav Eliyo. Anami Kisha Adami. So the Gemara is asking a Kasha that doesn't stem with the Rabbanon either, because the Rabbanon say the 100 gets put away. Hanani kishar dami d'seki. Here also, the whole talus is part of the safid. So the Gemara is two kashas. Now the Gemara answers the teretz like the Rabbanon. Like the Rabbanon, we answer no. Hey, iam epishlam a Rabbanon. It could be good like the Rabbanon. Hosam vaday haiman adichad minayu ami Rabbanon yemun atyav eliyah. When the mana is zicha belongs to somebody, then the Rabbanon say, in other words, over there where it's ein hachalukah yachayelias emes, okay, that's crucial taich in the Gemara. The words, hasam vaday hay mana dechad ninayahu, taich is, the chalukah can't be emes. The 100 by mana shlishi belongs to one person. Vaday hay mana dechad ninayahu. There, the chalukah is ein yachalon yisemis. Ami Rabbanon, yeimun hachshel eliyah. Hocha di ikol ameimer tavayuhu. What taich ikol ameimer tavayuhu? The chalukah is yachalon yisemis. Ami Rabbanon, palki b'shua. Okay, now if you don't have that the pshat of this teretz is chalukah yachalon yisemis, you're missing the point of the Gemara. Okay, the point of this teretz is the chalukah yachalon yisemis. So that's the teretz like the Rabbanon. So what's the Gemara answering? That when do you say Yehimunach when it's in Chaluk Yechayel Yisemis? When do you say Achlaiku when it's Chaluk Yechayel Yisemis? That's the Gemara's teretz. Which is who's Svara from that Beis Amid Aleph? Which is Taisa Shita. Which is the Gemara's teretz. You see, the Gemara is saying what Taisa said. The Farish Gemara like Taisa. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yaisi. Eli Amrit Rabbi Yaisi he hashtag. When the first 200 we know it belongs to. And I'm Rabbi Yaisi, nevertheless, so the Gemara answers now a teretz on Rabbi Yaisi. What's the teretz on Rabbi Yaisi? So what's this teretz? This teretz is that when do you say achloiku only by lack of vadei ramai? When you say hika vadei ramai, you don't say achloiku. That sounds familiar from the Beis Amidala from Rashi and the Riva. Rashi and the Riva learns that it depends on vadei ramai, not vadei ramai. So what comes out when you learn this Gemara? Comes out that the Gemara says both Svaris. We spent our Beis Amidala so much time understanding Rashi and Riva, who hold it depends on Rashi holds it depends on Vadei Ramai. And Tysus holds it depends on Chalup Yechalius Amis. It comes out that these two Shittas, Rashi and Tysus, the Gemara. The Gemara mentions both Svaras. The Gemara mentions both Svaras. Tysus Svara of Yechalup Yechalius Amis, the Gemara says, like the Rabbanan. Rashi Svara, that depends if there's a Vadei Ramai or not a Vadei Ramai, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says it like Rabbi Yossi. So really, the two shittas have a fair share of the Gemara. So what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So what's the machlokes Rashi and the Gemara? Shaila is, how do we paskin like the Rabbanan? We paskin like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos holds, we paskin like the Rabbanan, and the Gemara says, Chalitza Yecholi Yosemite like the Rabbanan. So that's the way we paskin. Questions? Rashi holds, no. Once the Gemara ends up that it depends on Vadei Ramai, now that's true according to everybody. Say according to Rabbi Yossi, say according to the Rabbanan. So that I hear what you're saying. But Rashi holds that once the Gemara says the teretz of Vadei Ramai, like a Vadei Ramai, that teretz is going to be true like the Rabbanan also, and therefore in the Maskana it depends on Vadei Ramai. Now this is the explanation that says in Nachlas David, on the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Egon on the Mishnah, Beis Halevi. This is basically the Pashit of Pshat in the Machlaikis between Rashi and Tosfos. It all depends on this Gemara. One more time, Tosfos holds that the Gemara says the Feirish, like the Rabbanan. It depends on Chol Gifle Yisemis, we pass like the Rabbanan. Rashi holds, no, in the Maskana, it depends on Vadei Ramai. And once the Gemara in the end says it depends on Vadei Ramai, that's true according to everybody. This is Poshit, the way to learn the Gemara. Now, the question is, which Pshat is more of the Stavar? Some of David, you feel? The question is, which Pshat is more Mistavar? So Poshit, Tysus, because it's the Gemara. Gemara says, like the Rabbanan, it depends on Chalukah Yechalei Yisemis, as they're taking Gemara. You can make a dray and say it's not so, but Pashup Shat the Gemara is like this. So the Beis HaLevi says that we have a rule, L'mutei v'machloikis adif. We have a rule that wherever we can explain something without Shverikai and be memayit in the machloikis, we say they argue in fewer cases. We have a cloud. We're always memayid in a machlokes. If we know Klar, Tosfos holds a certain way. If Klar and Rashi like Tosfos or not like Tosfos, we assume we hold the same. Whenever it's not Klar, we try to be memayid in a machlokes. Beis HaLevi says that's the pshat of why Rashi says that once in Rabbi Yossi, we say it depends if Vadei Ramai or not, we say it in Rabbi Yossi, but once we say it in Rabbi Yossi, we might as well say the Chacham hold that way too. Why not? Does it depend on Chalut Yechayli Shemes? Does it depend on Vadei Ramai? Once the Gemara gets to the Teretz of Vadei Ramai, and that's true like everybody, it could be true like everybody, why not say it's true like everybody, and you're Mamayit in the Machloikis? That's the Mahalach of Rashi. That Lamutei Mamachloikis Adif. And therefore, unless you have some svara to prove to me that Rabbi Yossi, some reason, is arguing this Nekuda, why not say they agree? So this is the machlokes between the two shittas, between Rashi and Tosfos, and all has to do
It's a shot of the carrier of the Gemara.
Anybody have a chair for Shiksha? Okay, so this is, as I said, this is Pshat in the Gemara. The Beis Halevi does, it's in Beis Halevi, Chelek Gimel, Lamed Beis, Beis. He does offer two ways to learn. Kedarkoi and Brisk, you always have two ways. But this way that I spoke out, which he says is also in Nachos David, also in Rebbe Eger, so it's certainly the Mahalach that we see as the more Pashta Mahalach. And that's the Mahalach with which we're gonna stick. Now, there's one problem that's left hanging before we go to the next piece of Gemara. We have now Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says it depends on Ramai. Taisus says it depends on Chalukei Chayei Shabbos. So go to our Mishnah. Let's start the Mishnah. Shnei Meizim B'Talos. Zayim Akulish Li Zayim Akulish. Is it Chalukei Chayei Shabbos? Zayim Akulish Li Zayim Akulish. Give him half, you give him half. It's easy. Chalukei Chayei Shabbos, how? How could it be Emes? Eima Ba'adi Adad Yadbo? 1 minute, next case. Zeh Makula Shali, Zeh Nechetzi Shali. We give him 3/4 and we give him 1/4. Correct the Beis Halevi, that's Chalukei Enyo Chayoli Esemes. When we give one person 3/4 and one person 1/4, the second case in the Mishnah. One guy said Kula Shali, one person said Chetzi Shali. So the stock is 3/4 to him, 1/4 to him. I understand it works out on Bishayishman, and that's the way it should be. But Taisus, the Gemara says, that you need chalukah v'chaylo v'yesemes, or else you say yehimunach. If the chalukah can't be true, it's yehimunach. How could 3/4 and 1/4, how could it be true? But still, it can't be emes. It can't be emes that he gets 3/4, he gets 1/4. When I'm by psak, has to be able to be emes. How is it possible for it to be emes?
Well, what's the case? The case is not going
to be emes? No, the case of Matiya.
So let's say, so how
is it possible? Reckon about it could be sold in 3/4, so he sold in 1/4. But when you find the Matiya in the streets, either the one person picked up first is totally his, or they picked up together, it's half and half. How could it be 3/4 and 1/4? Maybe he sold him 1/4. I think he holds that's too much of a guy. So Beis Halevi answers. Beis Halevi says it's possible. You have to know the Gemara says that by Yachloiku, whatever is in your hand, you don't say Yachloiku on. And the two of them are fighting. Whatever somebody has in his hand, you don't say Yachloiku on. You say Yachloiku on whatever's between their hands. The Gemara says it's a dimension that are holding the edges. Whatever's in your hand is yours. Zakt. The Beis Halevi, it could be that when they both ran to pick it up, one person grabbed 3/4 in his hand, one person grabbed 1/4 in his hand. And now they started pulling and pulling, and this is the way they're holding it now. But it's Yechayla Liyas, that when they both ran to pick it up, he picked up 3/4 in his hand, he picked up 1/4 in his hand. So it's Yechayla Liyas. Because only no, when the, by the time they came to Bez, then they're busy fighting. So you know, it's like you have a tug of war. You don't end up the same way you started. But it's possible that when they first picked it up, at the moment they picked it up, if we could have a video of them picking it up, we would see it's possible one person picked up 3/4, one person picked up 1/4. Just like the Leos. What are the odds that it happened? Very minimal. But it's a final Leos. That's I think they said. So, easy cash on Terrence. The fact that Beis Halevi is going on with the mission. What's the next case of the mission? Hayushnaim Reif and Agabi Behema. Here you had a Behema of Hefter. And two people grabbed it. So, if you split it 50-50, it's a Chayli Esemis. Why? 50-50 is a Chayli Esemis. It could be they grabbed it at the same time. But what about the 3/4, 1/4 case by a behemoth? By Shnei Reichen Agabi Behemoth,
what would be the din in the case of three quarters, one quarter? One person says Kula Shali, one person says Chetzi Shali. So L'chayri, he should get three quarters, he should get one quarter. By Behema, by Talis, he could say they picked it up, he had in his hand three quarters of the talis. It's hard to say that by a Behema, unless they fought over a kitten. But in a case of a Behema, when one person grabbed, it can't be one person grabbed three quarters, one person grabbed a quarter. It's just the Minaninna and the Matthias. You can't grab a cow, three quarters of a cow. So how could you have the case, the Mishnah of Kula Shali, Chetzi Shali, and he'll get three quarters, he'll get a quarter? It's Eirech Lukiach Eilei Sabbos. Follow the Kasha. Simple Kasha. Hashem Rechon Agavi Behema. You can't have the case of three quarters and one quarter. Zok to Beis HaLevi. Dachman Zavi. In a Chinami. Hashem Rechon Agavi Behema. Like you said, the Mishnah doesn't have a case of Kula Shali Chetzi Shali. And you have to say now we're saying a big chiddush. Vashnayim reichman agavi behema. In that case, if one person says foolishly, one person says chetzishly, we won't split it three quarters and a quarter. Gzeinach luki chayli yisavis. All do is the half of the behema that everyone agrees goes to one person goes to him. The other half of the behema will do yehimunach. Because now we have to come out with this chiddush lahalacha. That by Shnayim Reichin, Agavi Behema, the case of three quarters and one quarter doesn't stem. It's not Yechayli Yisavis. Now, when you learn the Mishnah Pashit, you learn Talis 50-50, Talis three quarters a quarter. The case, Shnayim Reichin, Agavi Behema, I think most of us would assume that it's all the same demon as the Reisha. So, the Beis HaLevi, no. If it's Chali and Chanuki Yechayli Yisavis, then by Behema, by Behema, you wouldn't split it three quarters and a quarter. It's not Yechayli Yisavis. This is how to set a Beis HaLevi, just before we get into any Kukulim. Beis HaLevi went through four cases in the Mishnah, right? Yashnayim Ma'ez and Betal is 50-50. That's easy. Yashnayim Ma'ez and Betal is three quarters and a quarter. So that, he says it's pshat, they could have grabbed it together. Then he says, the Behema case, 50-50 is easy. The case of three quarters and a quarter, it's up to Beis HaLevi a Chiddush. That taka, we won't split it three quarters and a quarter. Say, Nachaluk, Yechayli Yisavis.
This doesn't say this game
doesn't
have a game order.
Fine. Game, okay. Masking, I have no problem.
Because the
Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are
sitting
down the same. It doesn't matter whether it's going to be a problem. Shulchan Aruch said three quarters and a quarter, or just
as
a
thing?
But Behema says it. I'll tell you why the Shulchan Aruch may not be so shver. Shulchan Aruch not talking about Mitzia. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the case of Mitzia. You look in the Shulchan Aruch and see the Lashon is the Emikul Shemitzia. It doesn't say that it was a Mitzia. If it was anything else but a Mitzia, it could be a Chayli Yisavis. It could be three quarters and a quarter. They slave existing on our Mishnah, which is not the case in the tree. Alright, Beis HaLevi is klar. It's not even a. Doesn't sound like it passes to the Beis HaLevi. It's like shav. There's one more in the Kuf. If you look back in the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah need the case of Talis and the case of Behema? You remember? Mishnah had a case of Talis, Shnayim Ozen B'Talis, then it has a case of Shnayim Ozen B'Behema. Shnayim Rechon Behema. Why do we need the case of Shnayim Rechon Behema? No? You guys are awake. How do you know that? Right. Right. You saw it in Rashi, right? You guys remember? Hello? Everybody home? The Mishnah had the case of Talis and the case of Behema. Why does it have the case of Behema? So Rashi told us it's a Gemara. Rashi said, Lashmina Nasa, that the Rach of Omanik Shem Shavu Liknes Behema Mehevda. That the Gemara is going to ask, if you have a case of Talis, why do you need a case of Behema? The Gemara is going to answer, because Behema tells you an extra Chiddush that Rei, Reichiv, and Manig are both kind. Right to Pnei Yeshua, later there on Daf Ches. So why not just tell me the case of Behema and leave out the case of Talis? If you're telling me Ba'im is a chiddush of Reichav Umanid, so Pnei Yeshua says, so who needs the first case? Who needs the case of Talis? The Mishnah should have just told us the case of Ba'im. Should have told us the whole Mishnah about Ba'im. And should have left out the case of Talis. Taka, once you say Talis, you told me the case of Talis. Now you can say Ba'im is a big chiddush. Ba'im is a chiddush, Reichav Umanid is cut. But why tell me the case of Talis? Just the whole Mishnah should have been Shneimarach and Bebehema. And you don't need Shneimarach and Talis. The Mishnah should have started Shneimarach and Bebehema. Zayma Kulishli, Zayma Nima Kasiya, Zayma Kulishli, Zayma Kulishli. Finished. It's a finish. It's a good cash, you know? Mishnah should have just told us the case of Shneimarach and Agabi Bebehema. So tell me, why am I mentioning it?
Well, if you want to have Kulishli,
Beis Halevi says, the way he learned up shot in the Mishnah would answer Pnei Yeshua's question. The Mishnah couldn't start with Shtayim Reichel and Agabi Behema. Why? Because then I can't tell me the case of Kula Shli and Chetzer Shli. Because then the Mishnah couldn't have taught us the case of Kula Shli and Chetzer Shli. The whole Beis Halevi is telling us that by Behemis you can't split three quarters and a quarter because it's not Shayach Chayli Yisemis. So the Mishnah could not have just said the case of Reichel Agabi Behemah. Because Reichel Agabi Behemah is no case of Kulishli and Chetzishli, three quarters of a quarter.
See, those
reasons not that they can't be Chayli Yisemis, because we're on the even kind of Reichel Amat. So we have to find different types of one. The Aram is Chatzah, the Baruch. By Mitzia, it won't be Shayach,
three quarters of a quarter. You could ask, should the Chatzah on a case of Mechel
the behemoth, it's never shaya as clearly as them. Let's say to a kind of a dalan hamas, bagbar. Still can't be three quarters and a quarter. How could it be? No, either my chutz are. How could it be three quarters and a quarter? Either my chutz is kai. Oh, so I think we learned last year, if I remember correctly, that we had the shaila. If you have your chutz, we talked about a car which is half in your chutz, half out. If there's a king of chutz at all, up until that point or not. I'm not sure what we said last year. I think I remember, I'm not sure. But to me, it would be shocking. Your thoughts are very funny at the time, where two people have had been together. Shot from a helicopter. What? The thoughts are sharing the mishnayos. And they walked upon the animal when it was three quarters and one, and one quarter and another. You're not talking in yet. The Hagbah is even what's not in your hand. I pick up the behemoth or the goat and I pick it up and kind of the whole thing. That's just what's in my hand. I say, oh, so what's in your hand? You cut it off, that's the only thing you have. How are you cutting at the same time with King Chatzar? Maybe Shai is such a case. I would have to think of why it's not Shai, how it's not Shai. Perhaps it is Shai. I don't know, it's the old problem. When you say Yechel Elias Emes, how far is your imagination allowed to carry you? Yechel Elias Emes. It has to be Kfita to say him. Well, they're tithing. I wrote it. But, what did he say? So, what case are you going to have? He says, my chutz was kaina. He says, my chutz was kaina. So, clearly it's amethyst, but it was half and half. It's a new case. I hear. Think about the case. I have a suspicion that we'll find some hole in the case. I'm not sure. Beis Halevi says that the way he learned up the Mishnah with Chaluk Yechel Yisemis, we gain that you're answering the Yeshua's Kasha. Because the case of three quarters and a quarter is not Shayach by Behema. Memela fences the nation. Okay, let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Gemara has one more case it brings in. Oh, first Gemara is an Inami. Inami. Or different, totally different tariffs are Rabbi Yaisi. Hasim Khanas or Rabbi Yaisi Larame Kecha the Lady. Rabbi Yaisi Khan says, Aramai, you want to take something away from him, you should be Maida. Hafa, I might say this like a lady. It won't work, because there's no Hefsid. Because if he doesn't get it, if he's Maida, he's still not going to get it. By Mechomecha, you could take away something and convince him to be Maidav. The money was given, the cash was given. So the Gemara says, Mechferta, we go back to the first Teretz. Now, the Gemara brings a new case. Be'er Rabban and Be'er Rabbaisi. Hazem Gabi Chen V'niyat and Kasa. Victoni Zenishma V'naitel, Zenishma V'naitel. New case. We had the case actually earlier by Benanis. Chen V'niyat and Kasa. You'll remember the case. You have a Balabai who sends his worker to the Chen V'ni to get money. And the Chen V'ni says, I gave it. The worker says, I never received it. Zenishma V'naitel, Zenishma V'naitel, Maishma V'lai Arinan. Nafke l'mamayna b'balabai yisei munachat shi'avei liyo. What's the Gemara's kasha? Chen v'ni alpin katsai nafke l'mamayna b'balabai is taich. It's taich nafke. No taich of nafke? Nafke l'mamayna b'balabai is you should take the money away from the balabai is yimunachat shi'avei liyo. This word nafke major. I told you yesterday, machlokes. Yeimunach by who? The Rambam Shita is Yeimunach by the Shomer. That by Munach Shlishi, Yeimunach is by the Shomer. Yeimunach etzlai. And the Ramah says Yeimunach is by Beis Din. Chayes of a Ferish Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Nafke l'mamayni mi'balabayis v'yemunach. Sounds like Beis Din is holding it. He have a balabayis, he's not one of the two. You have a balabayis who's definitely might he owes $100 to someone. The Chemini says you owe it to me. $100 is mine. And the Pail says you owe it to me. So I would think, yemunach, let the balabayis hold it until Yavi Elio. So if you want to know. Nafke, we take it away from the balabayis. Beis Din holds it. Achi Yavi Elio. Sounds like the Ramah. Sounds like the Ramah.
Some people say the worker,
no, what you're saying now is the Teretz of the Gemara's Kasha. It's not doing me. You're only asking a Kasha. How can the Gemara say, Munach, separate my flight? Because I have a dintar with him, and you have a dintar with him. But it's nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Okay.
The Gemara now says you should say, Yehi Munach. Now, you can ask me why, ask me later. The Gemara says, you say, Yehi Munach. I'm just asking you, when the Gemara says, Yehi Munach, Munach by whom? By him or by them? Gemara says, Klar, Nafke l'mamayna, you take it away, and it's Munach by Beis Din. It seems to be Klar, Munach by Beis Din. So what do you say?
He's part of the whole
place
here. He's fighting with money,
that's
what they are.
And by
Munach Shlishi? He's not fighting over.
Here also, he's not fighting. I owe $100. They just tell me who to give it to. No, he doesn't want the money. No. Babai says, I owe $100. He worked for me, I owe $100. I don't know if I owe it to him for salary, or if I owe it to the Chemdini for paying him. But this $100, and Baal Bayis might, it's not his. But the Gemara here says, Yemunach, it means $100 or $200. Why would you put $200 till Elio comes? When Elio comes, what's he going to tell us? He's going to tell us he wants to pay $100. We just don't know to whom. Yemunach is really only on $100. So Chayre, this is a raya to the Shitas HaRamah in Rafi Tzabez. Now, according to the Arsameach, it's not true. The Arsameach said that the Rambam is really neither, Beis Din holds it. And it's only by Manash Lishi where the man holds it, because Hemnuhu, because they gave it to him, they trusted him with it. So it's only by Manash Lishi where he holds it, but every other case, it's Yemunach Beis Din. According to Arsameach, it's good. But according to the Shach said that the Rambam Shita is Yehemunach Etzlai, always, the Gemara is very shver. So Reb Shmuel, in the Shirei Reb Shmuel, Ois Mem, says the Teretz, he says that the Rambam always holds Yehemunach Etzlai. What does Yehemunach mean? You put it away. What's it? You put it away. What's it? By Manashlishi, it's easy. What's it? It is the thing they're fighting over, the third hundred. Well, let's say there's a talus. One of them says Aniyaraktiya, one says Aniyaraktiya, Yehimunah. It gets put away. What's it? The talus. They're fighting over a talus. There's a physical thing that they're fighting over. By Chenvini Alpinkosai, is there a thing they're fighting over? Is there a specific $100 they're fighting over? No. The Chenvini says, you owe me $100. The worker says, you owe me. The Balabayas has a bank account. He's got a lot of money in his bank account. He's got a lot of money. He says, I owe $100 to someone. So here, you can't tell the Balabayas, Yehemunah. What's Yehemunah? What's he going to put away? Well, put away what? Just stop, take out $100 and put it away? That's not Yehemunah. Yehemunah by the Balabayas, it's a joke. Yehemunah means I'll put my chayv away. Put away my chayv. I'll write out a check and I'll put it in my, I'll put it away at Yom Eliyahu. It's not a physical thing, it's an abstract thing. Here, Bezdin has to go, it has to take the $100, because Bezdin has to get a hold of the thing that's Yehemunah. By the Balabayas, you're going to tell him, put away the $100, which $100? Put away that there's a chayv of $100. Can't, what's Bezdin going to do? Take $100 and give it back to him? Shmuel says, the chayv Bezdin can take the $100 and give it back to him, but Bezdin doesn't do things like that. Once they take the $100, they hold it or it. So he said, that's how he answers the shah, that Yemunah here is in Bezdin for a side reason, because there's no it that they're fighting over. No Florzak that they're fighting over. So here it has to be put away in Bezdin. Okay, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the kasha. Gabi chamidi alpin kasa, I zeh nishma nogel zeh shal maisha lo yamin and askel umayna bala bayis yimuna chachiyo ve yaliyo. Dobe vada yika rame. Dobe vada yika rame. Sounds like Rashi, huh? Then the maskonet depends on vada rame. And it's more Russian. It should be a munat of a vada ikarama. Amri hasa my nutama. Domalei chen vanila balabayis. Anish the kusin the doch kavdina my isli gabi sosia. Semenik tell the balabayis. What do I have to do with him? I have it in Torah with you. Avagab the mishtabali like my heavenly bishua. I don't have to trust him. What is shua? I am this lead. I trust the Jew. Dolei amritli besadi. Havle, and you didn't tell me I should give it to more witnesses. Sachi Nami, the worker too. Amalei Balabayis, Anavdi Avdisa Gabach, I work for you. Ma'isli Gabi Chemedi, what do I have to do with him? Avagav the Mishtab Alilai, Mehemeli, Yachutavai, Mishtab Alilai, Mishakmi, the Balabayis. So Gemara's Teretz, it's a Klara Teretz, that really, this is not one big Din Torah. Manishli, she's one big Din Torah. It was given over in one shot, 300, it's one Din Torah. Gemara says here it's two DNA Torah. There's one DIN Torah the Balabayas has with his worker. So he has to have a DIN Torah with him. He can't tell the worker to go to the Chenveni. The worker says, I have nothing to do with the Chenveni. Balabayas has a separate DIN Torah with the Chenveni. And he can't tell the Chenveni to lay out the money. He can't say the Balabayas, the worker will swear. The Chenveni has no DIN Torah with the worker. So this poor Balabayas is now stuck in the middle. He's going to end up paying double money. So he has one deter with the Chenveni, we know he's going to lose. He has one deter with the Pile, we know he's going to lose. He's stuck. He's losing $200. Not fair. But suck, as I come dice, that he has to lose the whole $200. There's a machlokes rishonim how to teach the Maskonas HaGemara. Maskonas HaGemara has two parts. So there are two separate Dinei Torah. Now let's take each one. The easy one first. One Din Torah is between the Balabayas and the worker and the Payal. Okay? Now why does the Payal win? It's the entire between the worker and the Balabayas and the Balabayas and the worker. Why does the worker win? It's very easy. Right? Everybody? Yeah? Why does the worker win? Any day of Praticha. The worker says, Isaac will work for you. Everyone's made that work for you. So only Shaila is, did you pay me? That's Eini Yadea Praticha. The worker is considered the Muzik. Eini Yadea Praticha. So you have to pay me. So it's Pashit and Meikar Adin, forgetting about the whole complicated story. Any case where you would have such a case where a worker says, pay me, and the boss says, I'm a supik, maybe I paid you already. You always have to pay. Why you?
Yesterday, Bari Vishem, not Bari Yodin, money out.
So even though Bari Vishem allowed Bari Yodin, normally one person's a Bari, if I say you owe me money, and you say Shema, you can't be Maitzi for me. But here, he's also a Bari, that it was a Sidus. They're both Bari, they both admit that he worked for him and it was original Sidus. So that originally the Chayv Sichet was created. He's misupik if he paid. If everyone knows I owe you money, you can prove I owe you money, I did, I owed you money, and I'm a Shema, maybe I paid you, I still have to pay you. That's Eini Adam Praticha. I think it's a Mishnah in the 10th parak that says, by Eini Adam Praticha, you have to pay. It's very mistaver. If I lent you money and you admit I lent you money, you say, I don't remember, maybe I paid, that's not a teretz. You have to pay. I'm the Mosek. So one din Torah, there's no machlokes rishayim, there's no shaila. The din Torah between the balabayis and his payel and his worker, kuli alma maidi, it's an easy din Torah. The payel wins. Ikra din, the payel wouldn't even have to swear. The only reason we make the payel swear in this case is because it's this unique type of situation. The chemveni and the payel are both demanding it. We know there's a liar, so that's why we make him swear. But the fact that the payel wins is a davar pashut ad moed. It's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa, l'kuyam. Where there's a machlokes is between the, is in the case of the din d'oraisa between the balabayis and the chenveni. The balabayis and chenveni go to din d'oraisa. The chenveni says, I paid him the money. The balabayis says, I don't know if you paid.
Yeah.
So what should be?
Pashtus,
the balabayis. Well, he doesn't have it. There's no eidecha.
Yeah,
the worker. I have to know that the worker is not an eidecha because he's in the gather, though.
Once he gets paid, then.
But he says he didn't get paid.
So once he gets paid the second time.
No. If he's going to admit now, he's going to have to give back the money that he got paid. He's still not getting it. He's going to admit that he got the money from the chenveni, and he got paid twice, he'll have to get back. So a distinct Torah between the chenveni and the balabayis. The balabayis says, I don't know. The chenveni says that there was his chayis. Hoshik shat, what's in the case of? What should be the din in the minotaur? What? Sounds like a regular Bari Vishama. What we call Eini Adeya Mischayafti. I don't know if I owe you anything. Eini Adeya Mischayafti. If I say, you say, I owe you money. And I say, I have no idea. I don't have to pay. The Ramban, So the chenveni wants to mighty for me, he has to prove it. Yeah. Right? So Pashat, I don't have to babay shenet. The Ramban shita is that inachinami, the din Torah, you would not have to pay. However, this the chachamim made a takana that a chenveni is neman al pinkasa. That a chenveni is believed. You think about it, I don't know how many of you have accounts in a grocery. Many homes, you have an account in the grocery. So if I walk into my grocer tonight, he says, okay, how much is my bill? $300. Emes? I don't know if it's really $300. Every single customer in the store doesn't know. Is there anybody who keeps track? 99% of people, there are some little old ladies who say that settlers, and maybe there's some of you keep track, I don't mean to make fun. But Ruba the Ruba, you have a grocery store, people don't keep track. So if now everyone could come into the grocer and say, I don't know, he's telling the truth. We're not talking about Ganoven. He's telling the truth. I don't know if I owe it to you. So the business can't run that way. You're not going to be able to run a business that way. So the Rabbanan came along and they made a takana de Rabbanan. And they said, we're going to give the chenveni an emunis. But since it's not me'ikar adin, we're going to make him swear. And anytime that you say you're a Shema, we're going to make him swear. If you want to be mitzvah. And we're going to give for the takonas hakaha haklal, for the takonas hashuk, so that it should be possible to do business, we're going to make this thing. That if you trust the chenveni, afterwards you can't say shema. Now, of course, if a grocer comes and he says, I owe him money and I never opened an account with him, of course he's not there. But the takonas hashuk is, if you trust the grocer, you have to go with whatever he says. You can't come later and say, now if later you'll say bari, if he says you owe him $3,000 and you bari, you don't owe him, then you can tie a bari, then you can have it in time. But on a tiny shema, a chemini is believed. Chemini is never out in kosher. The truth is that even on a tiny bari, to a great degree, is believed. But it's a separate issue. But certainly on a tiny shema, like our case, it's all takana de rabbana. And that's why the chenveni is neman al kakasay as I state now. The Baal Hamor disagrees very strongly. The Baal Hamor says that in our case, the chenveni, the case of the Baal Habayis and the chenveni, the Baal Habayis, in his din Torah with the chenveni, is there any idea? Can he say any idea of mischayafti? Says the Baal Hamor, no. The Baal Habayis says, I know I'm mischayafti. I just don't know to whom. I owe $100. I know I owe $100. I'm just not sure. Do I owe it to the chenveni or do I owe it to the worker? The Baal Hamor time is that in this case, it's me'ikar adin you have to pay the chenveni. Because what are you telling the chenveni? You're saying, look, I know I owe $100. I don't know to whom. You're not any idea on this chayafti. You're minded that there's a certain level of chiyuv. You don't know to whom. You'll jump on me, you'll call that called any adem safti to you. Could argue about it. But the Baal Hamor says that it's me'ikar hadin. It's a shuras hadin. That he loses his din Torah with the chenveni, because certainly there was some mischayvus mitzidai. He certainly owes $100 somewhere, just doesn't know where. That situation does not fall under the case of any mischayafti. There, even with din Torah, he would lose. The Baal Hamor learns that that's pshat. And the Gemara here says that the Gemara means to say it's Mikar Adin. Mikar Adin. The Lashon Gemara certainly sounds like it's Mikar Adin. The Baal Hamor learns it's Mikar Adin. And you have to pay the Chenveni not out to the Kanad Rabbanan, out a din of the din Torah. And he swears with the Kanad Rabbanan. Rabbanan made a Takana that he swears, but the Torah wouldn't even have to swear. And the Torah Chenveni wins without swearing. Because since you know you owe, you just can't be Mavar who's telling the truth. That the Baal Hamor holds as an Ikar Adin, and the Shmu is the Rabban. My Nafkamina. So there are many Nafkaminas between them. They themselves say a Nafkamina between the Baal Hamor and the Rabban. What would be the case if you have such a Din Torah? And Bezit says, all right, the worker, you have to swear, and you'll get. Chenveni, you have to swear, and you'll get. What happens if the worker says, forget it, I'm not swearing. And he's not going to say he's a liar. He says he's an Erlich Yid. He doesn't swear. It's not worth $100 for me to swear. The worker says, I'm not swearing. What happens now to the Chenveni? Now, Chenveni certainly gets his money. Does the Chenveni have to swear? The Shaila is, the Pesach is, they both have to swear. The question is, if the worker runs away, he doesn't want to swear. What do we do now to the Chenveni? The Ramban writes that the Chenveni has to swear anyway. That's the Takana of Chenveni. Really, the Chenveni should lose. He only wins a Takana de Rabbanan that you can swear and win. You can swear and win. You don't swear, you don't win. If they both refuse to swear, so we'll figure out what to do with $100 again. But the Chenveni, without a shvua, he doesn't win. Baal Hamor says, no. If the other guy doesn't swear, so the Chenveni, remember the Baal Hamor Shita is, the Chenveni wins Mekar Adin. Chenveni wins Mekar Adin. Since the Chenveni wins, Meikra Adin. So if the other side doesn't swear, so he's off. He doesn't have to swear. And he's going to win. Because why should he? They don't swear.
Right.
Oh, that's why I said the case is not the poyel says you're right. The case is the poyel.
We don't care what he's dreaming. As far as the Balabais is concerned, he got the money. He doesn't want to.
I would say you have such a case. You'll have to come out too late. If I owe money to Yosef and Shimon, I don't know which one, I could tell each one goodbye. Here also, you don't want to swear, I'm not going to pay you. You don't want to swear, I won't pay you. No. This is like he never came. He did. He said it's time invested. He's just refusing to swear, so Mimele is going to lose. He still said a time. I put it this way, I still don't know if I owe the Chenv any money. If somebody claims he paid my worker, I don't know if it's true. You know, I mean, still that way. So you go to Ikar Din of Chenveni. What Ikar Din? Rabban holds Ikar Din of Chenveni is a swear. Balamar holds Ikar Din of Chenveni, at least in this case, Ikar Din of Chenveni is pay. We only stuck in Shmua because there are two people. But otherwise, the Ikar Din of Chenveni is Ikar Din to pay.
So
he says, what? There's still two people claiming that he owes him money. Yeah, but one of them has no, is not going to take the money away. The fact someone's claiming and not getting is not a reason I should be stuck in the shul. If it would have been a situation where the din is two people have claims on me, and the din is I pay one, so then Bezin's not going to be stuck in the shul. But then if I pay both, Bezin's stuck in the shul. I'm losing money. Then the stuck in the shul. Well, if you have a case where the din is I pay one just because there's another time.
Later on, so much that the family is going to come back, right?
I don't know how it works, but there must be some system where the pile can come back later. It's got to be a system where Bezin ends it. If he's going to not swear, everybody's potentially answers for Michelle. I don't know what the system is. It's got to be some system that he makes the final decision. So Rav Shmuel brings another nafkamina in a case where the chenveni is a choshed. But to the Chenveni is a chashud. He's not a Shemesh Shabbos, so he can't swear. Does he get the money or doesn't he get the money? Like the Ramban, he doesn't get the money. Because the whole takana of Chenveni is swear and get it. If you can't swear, you don't get it. Like the Baal Hamor, at Baal Hamor, you can still see it two ways. He says, I like the Baal Amar. It's not that we like the Baal Amar. The Ikar Adin is he gets it. If he can't swear, so he won't swear. On the Shmuel Rabbanu, we don't say that if you can't swear, you lose. He can't swear, that doesn't make him lose. So the Chenveni will get what he's entitled to without swearing. There's another nafkamina between the two sheep.
Is that he also will keep that?
What? Even though the Balabais, well, according to the Baal Amor, maybe not. According to the Ramban, yes, because the Ramban says that Minat Torah, every time you trust the Chenveni, Minat Torah, the Chenveni would be stuck. The Chenveni is really trusting me, according to Ramban. According to Ramban, din Torah is if I trust the Chenveni, I'm not trusting him, he's trusting me to pay, and if I don't pay, he's out. See, we call it that I trust the Chenveni because we know I have to pay. If it would be the reverse, we would call it the Chenveni is trusting me. Okay, so this is the Machlokes Baal Hamor and the Rambam. Alright, tomorrow we're going to start the Sugya of Rabchia, which is, again, a major sugya, which I guess we'll spend till the end of his man on, see how far we get.